Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the seventh perek of Maseches Peah. Today we're going to be learning Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Ezohi Oleles. What is considered to be an Oleles? What does an Oleles mean? So an Oleles refers to an underdeveloped cluster of grapes. Normally, you have a big, nice cluster of grapes connected by little vines that are connecting the grapes to one another, and you have all these different clusters of grapes that are resting on each other, that are holding each other together. And that would be a healthy, normal, typical cluster of grapes. However, an oleles is an underdeveloped cluster of grapes. Such a cluster must be left for the poor. Your farmer's not allowed to take it for himself or for his family. So what is considered to be an oleles? What is considered to be an underdeveloped cluster of grapes? Says the Mishnah, kol she'ein la lo kosev v'lo nativ. It can't have a kosev. Kosev literally means shoulder. But what does that mean, shoulder? So it means the top part of the cluster is missing grapes. Normally a shoulder, like a person's shoulder, right, extends from one side of his body to the other, and it's clear, and it's straight, and it's strong, and it's sturdy. So too, the kasef, the shoulder, quote-unquote, of the cluster has to have grapes resting on each other in a nice line on the top. Vilo natif. And it doesn't have the word natif literally means dripping, meaning on the bottom part also there should be grapes resting on each other in a nice long, strong type of a way, connected to one another. But again, if the cluster doesn't have a kasif, the top of it's not all connected, the grapes aren't all resting on each other in a clear, sturdy, strong way, and the vilo natif, and there's nothing on the bottom, the grapes are just sort of like randomly placed, whether the top or the bottom, then it would be considered an oleles, and it would not be allowed to be taken by the balabais, by the farmer. He must leave them for the poor. Says the Mishnah, im yesh la kasef o natif, but if the cluster either has a kasef, the top part, o natif, or it has the grapes resting on each other on the bottom, shel balabais, then it would belong to the balabais, to the owner, to the farmer. He would not have to leave it for the poor, because it's either missing the kasef or the natif, but not both. So the oleles is only when it's missing both the kasef, the top part, and the nuts, if the bottom part, you don't have those grapes clearly and sturdily resting on each other, then it would be considered an oleles for the poor. But if it's missing only one of them, then it belongs to the farmer. He can keep them for himself. Continues the Mishnah, im safik, if he's mesupak, if he has a doubt, he's unsure, are these, is the top part missing, is the bottom part missing, is this an oleles or not? He's unsure, it's unclear. La'aniyim, he should leave them for the aniyim and assume that perhaps they really belong to the poor people, that they would have the status of an oleles. Continues the Mishnah, oleles sheba arkuva. Let's say you have an oleles, you have it's clearly missing both the kasef, the top part, and the natif, and the bottom part, but it is attached to a fully developed eshkol, to a fully developed cluster. So we're unclear, is it part of the fully developed cluster, in which case it would belong to the owner, to the farmer? Or no, is it separate, is it disparate, is it different from the fully developed cluster, in which case it would belong to the poor people as an oleles? Continues the Mishnah, im nikretzas imo eshkol. If it would have to be cut along with the eshkol, if you're trying to separate them, in order to separate them, you'd be cutting it, the oleles, along with the eshkol, with the regular, fully developed cluster, then hare he shel balabais. Then it belongs to the balabais, then it belongs to the farmer, because clearly it is one with the eshkol, it is part of the fully developed cluster, and then it would be part of that, and it would belong to him. The imlav, but if not, if it's separate, if it wouldn't be cut along with the fully developed cluster, then hare he shel anim, then it would belong to the anim, then it would have the status of an oleles, he would not be able to take it, he would have to leave it for the poor. Finishes off the Mishnah with a bit of a machloka. Says the Mishnah, garger yechidi. Let's say, until now, we've been discussing the kasef, is like the top part, which is like a whole sturdy, thick row of grapes on the top. Natif is a whole sturdy, thick row of grapes on the bottom. But let's say we do have grapes resting on each other, but it's really two grapes going down the vine. You have two grapes resting on each other on the top, two grapes resting on each other on the bottom. It's not a fully developed row, but it's also not individual grapes. You have two basic grapes along the whole thing connected to each other, but it's not a full line. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Eshkol, that it is considered to be a healthy cluster. It's not an oleles, therefore the owner will be able to keep it. And he's assuming that because the grapes are resting on each other to some extent, they are considered to be his, and they are not considered to be olalos. V'chachamim, omrim and chachamim, say and the chachamim disagree. Olalos, no, they would be considered to be an olalos because they're not totally. It's not a total robe. It's not a totally thick shoulder on top. It's not a totally thick section on the bottom as well. It's only two resting on it, so that's not sufficient. Says the chachamim, they would be considered an olalos, and that is the halacha we follow. The chacham. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Zayin. Mishnah Hey says the Mishnah, Hamedel Bagifanim. A person is thinning out his vine sometime in order to farm appropriately, in order to get the vines ready for the next season, and so on. Often they'd have to throw away some of the vines and thin out some of the vines, and sometimes have to cut off certain loose vines that are getting in the way of other things that are growing. Says the Mishnah, a person who's thinning out some of his vines of grapes in his orchard, k'shem shehu meidal besoch shelov, just like he's allowed to thin out his own vines, kein hu meidal b'shel aniyim, so too he's allowed to thin out the vines of the aniyim, meaning to say, if there are olalos on his property that belong to the aniyim, if he would normally thin them out as part of what he's regularly doing, he would be allowed to do that to the olalos as well, even though they don't belong to him. Even though they belong to the aniyim, even though they belong to the poor people, he would be allowed to thin them out because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's part of what you're doing, and the poor people are basically in partnership with you. It's true that the actual grapes, the actual clusters, the olos belong to him, but at the end of the day, you're partners with the poor people, you're shutfim with the poor people. As such, you would be allowed to thin out their vines, even though they don't belong to you. Rabbi Meir says, Bishalohu Rashai, he's allowed to thin out his own vines, obviously, you could do whatever you want to your own stuff. Ve'eino rashai b'shel aniyim, but you're not permitted, says Rabbi Meir, to thin out the vines of the poor people. They don't belong to you, don't touch them, they're not your partners, they're olalos, belonging to the poor, and therefore you must not touch them. Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, can you thin out the vines of the poor people? The halacha, as the Bar Tanura points out, is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you would be able to thin out the vines of the poor people. Quick review, Perek Zion Mishnah Dalid discussed the case of olalos, what is considered to be an olalos, where it's missing both the kasif and the natif, the top and the bottom. If it's missing one or the other, it's not an olalos. And then we discussed in Perek Zion Mishnah Hey, a case of thinning out the vines, which is a normal way of farming, a normal way of growing more. And it was a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, can you in fact thin out the vines of the poor people that include an olalos? We ultimately paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, namely, you may thin out the vines of the poor people because you're considered partners with them on your field. Have a great day.